Hello, you lovely language and terrific technology people, and welcome to the next episode of the Language Learning and Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Hajo Reinders, and today we have another very special guest, Ludmila Klimanova. Welcome.
Hello and welcome everyone who is watching us, and thank you, Hajo, for inviting me.
Of course, my pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Of course, you are very famous as an award-winning author for language learning and technology. So this is an opportunity for everyone to kind of, you know, see the face that goes with the writing and just hear a little bit more about who you are, and also to hear a little bit more about your work and your articles. So tell us a little bit. You're at the University of Arizona, is that right?
That's correct. You know, my name, Ludmila Klimanova. I'm a professor, assistant professor at the University of Arizona. And I specialize in second language acquisition with a particular focus on computer-assisted language learning. So this is my area of research, and I have been doing a call for a long time, I would say maybe 15 years, if not more than that. And my specific area within CALL is, I started as a CMC, computer-mediated communication specialist, and later I developed interest in identity research, particularly in the area of digital spaces, in the area of CALL, computer-assisted language learning. And I have been working on identity research for quite a while now.
Right, right. Nice. And of course, your identity research is what won you the Dorothy Chun Award. And for those of the readers of the journal who are not aware, this is an award that was, I think you won the first one. It was initiated last year. Is that correct?
I believe so. This is 2021 Dorothy Chun Best Article, Journal Article in Language Learning Technology Award. And I'm very honored because last year in particular was very rich in very high quality articles in the journal. And my article on identity research was selected and was awarded. And this is a special recognition for me.
Yeah, indeed. And it's a great article. I had read it before, and I've reread it just in preparation for our conversation. And for those all of our listeners and viewers who haven't read it, of course, you should go and do that right away. But essentially, correct me if I'm wrong, you're essentially giving an overview of kind of the development of identity research in computer-assisted language learning, and also giving the reader some pointers as to where the field might be heading. So I'm particularly interested in that final piece, because in the article you talk about the development from the 2000s onwards. You have the communicative turn, and then the social turn, and then later on the sort of multilingual and critical turn. And I think you kind of position that as leading up to up to about 2020. So where are we now, and where are we going next? What's the next turn in the road?
Well, let me start just by saying that what I'm describing in the article is my past in identity research. I started off many years ago just looking at identity from the very basic approach of labeling and classifying students into groups based on their first language, their level of proficiency, their background. And over the years, my perspective on identity in digital spaces has evolved tremendously. And of course, my insight has been influenced by new theories and new approaches in second language acquisition and teaching that that have also been developing quite intensively over the past two decades. But more recently, I think we have been paying more attention to multilingualism, the questions of power and equity and equality. And this has been a conversation for a long time in language acquisition, in language planning research. But as a field of computer-assisted language learning, I think we have been trying to look more closely at how we teach instead of paying attention to what the environment provides for our learners. And how our students interact with digital spaces outside the classroom, and how that experience influences the way they learn languages and they use languages. And I think the usage is now more important than before. So thinking, you know, going back now to your question, identity research is blooming, so to speak. So we're getting more and more interesting studies, more theoretical frameworks, and more things become obvious as a necessary focus of research because of the way technology has transformed us as human beings. We use technology in a fundamentally different way these days. We use technology to communicate professionally and personally. Because of the technology, we are able to engage in cross-translingual communication, where sometimes we don't know the language, but technology provides the necessary support for communication to take place. And that wealth and richness of non-educational online communication has informed the ways we approach communication, digital communication in instructional settings as well. So we need to pay attention to what our students do outside the classroom environment, what types of technologies they use, but also what technology, how technology frames our communication and how technology can facilitate or liberate language learners, as well as it can also restrict some of their use, as well as the opportunities for them to express themselves freely in digital spaces. So these are in general terms, kind of in broad strokes. This is what we are thinking more about when we talk about identity research in call. But of course, multilingual approaches in applied linguistics have influenced tremendously the way we approach communication in digital spaces, the way how languages are now available in digital spaces, how we navigate through instant translations, how sometimes, you know, some decisions, language decisions, are made for us by the platforms, by geolocation devices, where sometimes languages are proposed to us as opposed to us, you know, choosing the languages that we want to use. All these factors influence the way we position ourselves in non-digital communication. So these are maybe in a nutshell, again, broadly speaking, I think this is where we are right now, and this is where research is going when it comes to identity, self-presentation, performance, self-performance in digital spaces, in instructional as well as in more non-educational settings.
So what's next for you? What are you working on at the moment, and where is your research heading?
Well, in line with what I just said, I'm working right now on the new notion of group identity. And it is influenced by the fact that more and more these days we have been interacting in groups, and these groups are not sort of accidental groups, but groups that remain, you know, in the same configuration over time. And it's interesting to see how language use transforms over time within each group. And I'm mostly working with different types of Zoom interactions, where we have multilingual speakers interacting over a particular instructional task or a project. But it's interesting to kind of think about identity as not necessarily belonging to one individual in digital space, but identity as dynamically transforming into a group belonging. So, and this is something that I find particularly fascinating, to see how language within a group changes and evolves as different participants bring something some new way of communicating ideas to the group, and how that those ways get picked up by other group participants, and they develop one unified code that sort of transforms into their group identity. This is my new research that I'm working on right now, and I'm very, you know, very excited about some of the findings.
Sounds very interesting. Let's see if you can win another award with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I would love that.
For the benefit of any maybe graduate students, PhD students watching or listening here, any words of of wisdom that you might like to pass on to them?
Graduate students, of course, I want to invite students who are still looking for topics to research for their dissertation projects, consider identity as a very rich, interesting topic that needs more attention, more research attention. We also need to pay more attention to the way how technology has transformed the ways we communicate. And before, I think, when the field of call computer-assisted language learning was still in its sort of beginning stages, we were borrowing a lot of theory from applied linguistics. But given the amount of digital communication that takes place today, I feel that as a field, we now are ready to supply theoretical assumptions and provide applied linguists with more data that they cannot see, you know, outside the digital space. And in that regard, I think doing more research in digital communication and in computer-assisted language learning is what we need to do. We need more graduate students to undertake such research and develop new theories so we can inform applied linguistics and, you know, all the new ways of how we communicate.
Couldn't agree with you more. Dear listeners, dear viewers, you heard it here directly from an award-winning author. This is an area that requires more attention, more people to contribute to it. So what are you waiting for? Ludmila, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.